Hello and welcome back once again to A Place to Grow. Every weekday, Pastor Stephen R. Hill of Spirit Life Church in Hurst, Texas has a life-changing message that will help you to determine God's destiny for your life. This program will help you to identify and use the gifts that God has given you. God has a wonderful plan for your life. Now here's Pastor Steve.
Elimelech chose to ignore God's warning to travel to a foreign nation called Moab with his family. In Ruth 1 and 1, it says, in the days when the judges ruled in Israel, a severe famine came into the land. So a man from Bethlehem in Judea left his home and went to live in the country of Moab, taking his wife and his two sons with him. The man's name was Elimelech, and his wife was Naomi, and their two sons were Mahlon and Chilion. They were from Bethlehem in the land of Judah. And when they reached Moab, they settled there. Now, this is most interesting. The names of these characters and places provide spiritual insight into the story. Because Elimelech actually means God is my king. Naomi means trusting pleasantness. Mahlon means sickly. Chilion means pining. It means to suffer from emotional disturbance. Ruth means faithful companion. Boaz means swift bearer of the covenant. Obed means servant worshiper. Bethlehem means house of bread. And Judah means praise. Now, I want you to listen to some of those verses I just read by using the meaning of their names. Ruth chapter 1, starting with verse 1. Elimelech, God is my king, and Naomi, trusting pleasantness, took their two sons, sickly and pining, to the land of Moab, a place founded by incest. They left Bethlehem, the house of bread, in search of bread. See, folks, look. Never trust your circumstances over the word of God. If God told you, don't say, well, I have to because of, no, don't make an excuse. Don't do that. See, it can influence an emotional response when you disobey God that makes no spiritual sense. Because Elimelech, he disobeyed God to seek his own remedy to the problem. He left the house of bread searching for bread. And the Bible says, why search ye for what does not satisfy? Why do you search for what is not bread? People every day are searching for satisfaction and become addicted to things they thought would help. But it brought bondage and something worse into their life because, truth be told, they need God. We all need God, not things, not temporary things that are going to bring you into bondage, that's going to destroy your life. Folks, if God condemns something, you will never find satisfaction in it. The only thing you'll find is judgment and death. In Isaiah 55 and 2, it says, why do you spend money for what is not bread? And your wages for things that do not satisfy? Listen carefully to me and eat what is good, and let your soul delight in its abundance. Obedience to God always leads to abundance and blessing. Disobedience results in a curse that leads to death all the time. These things have not changed. Now, not long after they arrived, Elimelech, he was judged for his disobedience. And because of his disobedience, he brought judgment upon himself and he died. Ruth 1 and 3 says, now Naomi's husband, Elimelech, died. And she was left alone with her two sons. Naomi, pleasant trusting, wanted to return to Bethlehem. But each son married a woman from Moab. One son married a woman named Oprah, and the other son married a woman named Ruth. And they lived there for about 10 years. Now, although they had a chance to return to Bethlehem, the house of bread, Naomi, pleasantness, sons, followed the disobedience of their father, remaining to take foreign wives. Now, parents, you need to understand something. Your children will not follow necessarily what you say. They will follow your example. And this was something that was strictly forbidden. You wonder why sometimes children say inappropriate things. Is it possibly because they heard their parents say it? Like profanity, and they don't even know what it means. Where'd they hear that? Oh, it was on the television. Was it? Or were you using something? Or were you saying something? Did you do something? Did they see you do something that was inappropriate behavior, and now they're acting it out? Remember, you are an example to your children. Now listen to what happens next. Verse 5, then both Mahlon and Chilion died as well. Disobedience eventually leads to death. You need to know that. So Naomi was left alone without her two sons or her husband. Naomi watched her husband and her two sons die because of disobedience. I want to say something here, folks, because this is not a fairy tale. This is really the word of God. The Bible says every word of God is true. The flower withers. Things may pass away, but the word of God goes on forever. It never changes. Galatians 6 and 7 says, don't be misled. You cannot mock God. You will always harvest what you plant. Now I want us to talk about the book of Ruth from Naomi's perspective, because she suffered from a husband's choice. In that time, wives followed their husbands. And now she's praying, but where was God? Folks, God will attempt to influence people when they pray. However, you can still resist the Holy Spirit. Do what you want to do. But one day, God will judge every person for the choices that they make. Either a blessing or judgment will come to your life based on your choices. Now, Naomi could have been angry with God, but instead, she made up her mind to return home to Bethlehem. It says in verse 6, she got herself together, she and her two daughter-in-laws, to leave the country of Moab and to set out for her home. She had heard that God had been pleased to visit his people and give them food. So in verse 8, but on the way, Naomi, who was trusting and pleasant, said to her two daughters-in-laws, go back to your families and your mother's home, and maybe the Lord will bless you there. May he reward you for your kindness to your husbands and to me. May the Lord bless you with the security of another marriage. Then she kissed them goodbye, and they broke down and they cried together, and they wept together. And Oprah, oh, did I tell you what Oprah's name meant? I don't think so. You know what her name meant? Runaway. So Oprah, or runaway, kissed her mother-in-law and said goodbye. But Ruth, whose name means faithful companion, clung tightly to Naomi. One returned home to live with her family, but Ruth, faithful companion, recognized this was a prophetic moment in her life. She made a choice. And she had to make a choice because she's at the crossroads. Now, mother-in-law is saying, go back home. She had to make a choice to return to her old life or to embrace a brand new life. Now, I want you to remember that she was grieving. She had lost her husband. She could have returned home with that emotional baggage, but guess what? She decided to move on with her life. She decided not to keep sharing in her trauma. She believed that her future was going to be better than her past. She left her past. She left her customs. She left her disappointment, and she trusted in God, the God of Naomi, that it's going to be better for her in her life. It says in verse 16, Ruth, faithful companion, replied, don't ask me to leave you or to turn back. For wherever you go, I will go. Wherever you live, I will live. Your people will be my people, and your God will be my God. And wherever you die, I will die, and there I will be buried. May the Lord punish me severely if I allow anything but death to separate us. And when Naomi, trusting pleasantness, saw that Ruth was determined to go with her, she said nothing more. So the two of them continued on their journey. Folks, God will sovereignly connect you with people to fulfill His purpose and assignment for your life. And you have to choose to follow or depart.
Thank you for joining us today for A Place to Grow. Here's Pastor Steve with a special invitation for you.
This is Pastor Steve. Thanks so much for listening to the program today. We are living in perilous times, but I want to let you know something. God has protecting angels watching over us. And I just feel like I need to say that. One of my favorite scripture verses is Psalm 91. Let me read for you a few verses. It says, He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. For He will give His angels charge over you to keep you in all of your ways. He goes on to say, I will keep you from trouble, and I will deliver you, and I will honor you, and with long life I will satisfy you and show you my salvation. My friends, today, God is watching over us, so we have nothing to fear. I want to personally invite you to our worship service this Sunday at 10 a.m. It's one of the ways that I know that you're listening. I would love to shake your hand and pray for you. I am certain that the service will encourage you and prepare you for the coming week.
Spirit Life Church is located in the middle of the Mid-Cities at 1860 Precinct Line Road in Hearst. We offer a safe environment. Get more information at our website, aplacetogrow.org. Now let's get back into today's message.
Lots of people have made the wrong decision because they thought, this is just another experience like one of the other experiences. Listen to what the scripture says. Proverbs 14 and 12, there's a way that seems right to a man, but its end is the way of death. When we choose our own way, it can lead to death. The death of God's divine purpose for our lives. I hope you're listening. Naomi watched her husband and her two sons die, but she decided to keep on living. You have a choice. When tragedy comes to your life, when suffering comes to your life, you can stay there by the grave or you can keep on living. You can pack your bags with the discontent of memories and abuse. Or you can take it to the curb and say, I'm going to keep on living. I'm leaving this behind. God's got more for me. She trusted God in Moab, and now she says, well, I'll just trust God when I go back home. I don't know what I'm going to do, but I'm going back home. In Ruth 1 and 19, it says, now the two of them went until they came to Bethlehem, and it happened that when they had come to Bethlehem, that all the city was excited because they saw them, and the women said, Is this Naomi? I want you to listen to Naomi's words. Even though she made the choice to come back home, she was still in anguish. Verse 20 says, Naomi said, "Do not call me Naomi." They were calling out, "Naomi, pleasantness, faith in God, pleasantness." She said, "Don't call me Naomi anymore. Call me Mara. Mara means bitter. Call me bitter. For the Almighty has dealt so bitterly with me. For I went out full, and the Lord has brought me home again empty." She said, "Why do you call me Naomi? Why do you call me Naomi, trusting, pleasant, delightful, since the Lord has testified against me? The Almighty has afflicted me. Stop calling me Naomi. That's not my name anymore. My name is bitterness." Now, I want to say something, folks, because this story is real. I mean, everything in the Word of God is really for our instruction for the things we go through in life. She had a hard time. She's gone through a lot of trauma, a lot of suffering. And at this time, there were no railway buses. There was no airplane to get you to travel from where. There were no cars. She was doing a lot of walking. It was the hot sun. I'm saying on top of everything she lost, she dealt with the elements. She dealt with all of these things. When she came back, she said, "Don't call me pleasantness, because I'm not pleasant anymore. I'm bitter because the Lord has dealt with me bitterly." And I'm just going to say to you guys, regardless of what you go through in life, never allow your experiences cause you to change your name, cause you to change the person God created you to be. Cause you to say, "Well, you know what? I thought God had this for me, but it's never going to happen." Because regardless of your circumstances, there is still hope. God wants you to remember there is still hope. Now, the Bible says hope deferred makes the heart sick. And this is what's happened to her. But God says, "I will heal you of your wound." To be healed emotionally, we need to confess the word of God over our circumstances. Now, repeat after me. To be healed emotionally, I must confess the word of God over my circumstances. So I want you to repeat after me. Repeat this. I'm going to give you the scripture verse. Maybe you want to write it down. And the scripture, Psalm 146 and 5, it says, now repeat, "Joyful are those who have the God of Israel as their helper, whose hope is in the Lord their God." Here's another one, Psalm 119 and 81. Say, "My soul languishes for your salvation, but I hope in your word." Here's a more familiar one in Psalm 27, 13. It says, "I would have lost heart unless I believed that I would see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait on the Lord, be of good courage, and he will strengthen your heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord." Let me give you one more. Psalm 31 and 24, it says, "Be brave, be strong. Don't give up. Expect God to get here soon." So you see, God never wants us to give up because God has a plan. He will heal you emotionally, but you've got to let it go. Stop struggling with God. He's trying to take it, and you're struggling with him. Just let it go. Look at the person next to you and say, "All of your emotional baggage, would you just give it to God?" God has a plan, folks. In Romans 8 and 28, it says, we know that God causes everything to work together for the good of all those who love God, who are called according to his purpose for them. For God knew his people in advance. God knew what was going to happen to you. And he made a provision for your healing. He made a provision for your restoration. Will you just turn the past loose? Let go of the anguish. Let go of the abuse. Let go of all of that emotional baggage. Just give it to God and walk away. And say, thank you, Jesus, for deliverance. As soon as Naomi got back in Bethlehem, her favor returned. See, when you repent and obey God, your supernatural favor will return to your life because God forgives us. And her obedience not only brought divine favor to her, but also to Ruth. God will use the favor that he places on your life to bless other people. See, some people say, hey, doesn't matter what I do. It's not going to affect anybody else. Well, that's a lie. Because your disobedience or your obedience will influence other people. We're all connected with other people. Let me tell you the end of the story. The Bible tells us that Naomi had a relative. His name was Boaz. And when he looked at Ruth, he said, boy, you're sure looking good. And they had nothing, but he went out of his way to make sure they had all they needed. And eventually, he married her. In Ruth 4 and 13, it says, Boaz took Ruth into his home and she became his wife. And the Lord enabled her to become pregnant and she gave birth to a son. Then the woman of the town said to Naomi, praise the Lord who has now provided a redeemer for your family. May this child be famous in Israel. May he restore your youth and care for you in your old age. For he is the son of your daughter-in-law who loves you and has been better to you than seven sons. And the Bible says, and Naomi took the baby and she cared for him as if he were her own. And the neighborhood women said, now at last Naomi has a son again and his name is Obed. And he became the father of Jesse and the grandfather of King David. Folks, don't ever let the devil think that he stole your purpose and your assignment by the things you go through in life. There's a plan. There's always a plan. And all you have to do is release your emotional baggage to God and get on with the rest of your life.
Thank you for joining us today for A Place to Grow. We're so grateful for your continued support and listenership. If you've been blessed by our ministry, we humbly ask that you consider helping us keep this daily broadcast on the air by making a donation. Your contribution will make all the difference. To give, simply visit our website at aplacetogrow.org. Every gift helps us continue spreading the message of hope and encouragement. May God richly bless you, and we look forward to being with you again tomorrow. Today's message is part 4 of Steps to Emotional Healing. Now, Pastor Steve would like to pray with you.
Thank you for listening to A Place to Grow. I want to encourage you that God has a plan for your life, regardless of how things may be going right now, the difficulties and the circumstances and situations you may find yourself in. I want to encourage you to know that God will help you. He will deliver you. He will make a way. Let's pray together. Father, I want to thank you for these faithful listeners. And I'm asking you right now in the name of your son, Jesus, that you would move on their behalf. Whatever the situation is, change it. Whatever the need is, meet the need. Bless them, my Father, I pray. Draw us closer to you, even as we continue to pray and to seek you for your direction in our lives. Bless us today, in Jesus' name.
I believe that God has great things in store for your life. So keep on praying and believing, and keep listening to A Place to Grow. God bless you today.
Thank you for being with us today for A Place to Grow. We're honored to have you with us and look forward to seeing you at our Spirit-filled worship service every Sunday morning at 10 a.m. At Spirit Life Church, we strive to create a welcoming and safe space for everyone to experience God's presence. Stay connected with us throughout the week by visiting our Spirit Life Church International YouTube channel and Facebook page, where you'll find uplifting messages and lots more. Spirit Life Church is located at 1860 Precinct Line Road in Hearst, Texas. For more details, head to our website at aplacetogrow.org. And don't forget to join us every weekday at 4 p.m. and on Sunday afternoons at 2:30 right here on Bible School Radio, 91.3 KDKR.